Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the street.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Damn right. The number one afternoon drive sports talk program in the wonderful city of Houston. That'd be this one, The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. And every hump day, every Wednesday, right during this time, we do a little stock up, stock down. And today we're talking AFC South, the Houston Texans division, that AFC South division, where you normally find, you know, the Jaguars in the basement, as I tell y'all. And you know, yeah, the Colts have won a Super Bowl here and there, but 2025 is different. AFC South, young Stroud going into year three, new OC, new playbook. We're on the show. What is your stock down first off for the AFC South right now, where we are in the offseason?
We're going down now.
I like to get the negatives out of
the
way.
Yeah, you do. My stock down is one that I know some people here listening are going to get mad or whatever, but
hold on, Joe.
My stock down is Anthony Richardson, and I hate it. He is somebody, Clint, that I actually root for, and I want to see that talent to be shown. Like, for me, just I'm a fan in general, and I think there's an argument for just pure talent in terms of arm strength and what he could do with it. Now, I don't know if he could hit the three of us if we were standing 5 to 10 feet away from him consistently. But what he could do with his legs, the size and everything, like, it may be the best in the league from that position, just complete, just raw talent.
Yep.
And I'd like to see that rolling through. But my man about to get beat out by Daniel Jones. I mean, yeah, what the hell? Dan Jones coming in, right? He said the shoulder thing. He did say he'll be ready for training camp, but right now, as tough as it is for me, because I do root for him. I think he's a good kid. I like him, and I do want to see what that looks like, if that talent could be put together and found, probably something like what we're seeing the guy in Buffalo doing, but maybe even more so. To me, though, when you are the number four overall pick, and in year three, and Dan Jones is about to beat you out, stock is way down right now.
Well, the hype was real. I mean, Shane Steichen coming off of what he did with Jalen Hurts, and then you got a guy as talented as Anthony Richardson. Although he was young and inexperienced, you think, hey man, they can bring this kid along. And look, it just goes to show you, man, no matter how talented you are, when you stay injured and you tap out as a quarterback, it's hard to come back. It's hard to recover. It's hard to you know, it's hard to get better. It's hard to develop, and unfortunately, I don't know that we're ever going to see Anthony Richardson excel at this level. I hope I'm wrong, because I'm with you, man. That is a combination of talent that is second to none. I mean, it is got the potential to be special. But
like, I was glad to see Josh Allen. Glad to see Josh Allen put it together and be like, damn, man, that's what you're seeing. I'm glad to see Lamar put it together, but I'm with you, man. If he loses here, if Daniel Jones beats him out, I don't know who's.
Well, you get on that Justin Fields path, and it's going to take somebody getting injured, and you get another shot, and then you capturing lightning in a bottle kind of deal.
And if it ain't working with Shane Steichen, then I don't know.
I agree. I agree. Although I will be honest. Now, I haven't studied them to that degree, but watching them against the Texans, I am highly surprised at the game plan and how he was being used. I could not believe we didn't watch a conservative run the ball downhill with Taylor and him and throw it when you have to kind of approach, throw it to take shots. I could not believe that within the first few snaps of the game, we're watching this.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Guy and gun, take snaps and throwing RPOs and trying to process a defense at a high level right out of the gate. Like, that shocked me. So, maybe a different squad, a change of location would help him.
You are listening to Stock Up, Stock Down right here on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, as we do every Wednesday afternoon right around this time. Do our best Jordan Belfort impression. Take a look at a market. We're doing AFC South, that division, the Texans division. You find them in year in, year out. That is today's edition. Ron, Stock Down. The young quarterback up in Indianapolis. Over to you, Clint. What is your stock down for the AFC South heading into 2025?
Boy, y'all going to hate me for this one. I get ready. That Texan line's going to light up. But my stock down is the Texans offense.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I thought mine was bad.
Yeah, no, mine's
bad. I thought mine, rooting for Anthony Richardson, was bad.
Damn,
look at it however you want to look at it, man. I mean, a year ago this time, we got a five-headed monster. We're coming off Rookie of the Year. We got an offensive coordinator that's the next big thing in the NFL. And here we sit now with a new offensive coordinator, new O-line coach, done shipped Laramie Tunsil's ass up out of here. It was so bad. The quarterback, although I believe that it's a little bit strong to say he backslid and had a rough year, I don't think it was as good as year one. I think he did the best he could with what he was given. But nonetheless, I think overall the Texans offense, if you just look nationally how they are viewed right now versus last year, I'm not going to say any names, but I remember going out to a Texans minicamp practice and looked at, man, you know, it is wild how different we're viewed right now than we were a year ago. So I ain't making anything up. This is real talk. I just think the Texans offense is stocked down right now. Whether we're talking, you know, locally compared to last year, you're talking about nationally, just overall, I think it's Texans offense.
Well, that felt like a solid punch to the junk there on a Wednesday, but I love you keeping it real. Yes, all right, we got the stock downs out of the way. This is Stock Up, Stock Down, AFC South edition on The Drive on a Wednesday. Bouncing back over to you, Ron, the show. Let's get these positives. Stock up in the AFC South for 2025. I guess it could not be positive, though.
Tyler would personally hate this. My stock up is You said the Texans offense. Mine is the Jags offense. I think the stock. Now I don't know what they're gonna do, but their
I do.
Their offense is up. I know Liam Cohen is a very strange young man that doesn't quite have the Duval portion
Duval.
Of that, but he's a when it comes to the offensive mind part of things,
basement. Wow.
He's got that pretty good, and Brian Thomas Jr. is the truth, the real deal. And then you add Travis Hunter over there as well. I like some of the things they did in the backfield with the running game they've got there. And Trevor, to me, I agree. I think I heard
this is the year.
Brandon Scott say this. Well, I'm not saying this is year. Trevor's not trash.
But ain't a phenom.
And I think he's been put in. It wouldn't be the greatest situations he's been put in since he's been in the league. So I think this stock is going up with the Jags offense. I'm not saying this is going to lead to a title, division
no,
title.
No, and
or anything,
I wasn't trying to insinuate you were saying.
I just think I think their offense is stock up from what the hell it was last year. I think their offense is going to be.
Starting point is critical here with my point and Ron's point, by the way.
Yeah, so that's my stock up is the Jags off.
All right, Dirty Red, Clint Sterner, finish us off on a Wednesday for this AFC South stock up, stock down with your stock up for 2025.
Yeah, mine's Cam Ward in Tennessee. Yeah. Look, I was already high on him just from a skill set perspective. He's a Texas kid that has left several places in college where he went a better place.
The arrow's pointed up.
Literally three stops in college football where he left him a better place. I thought in my mind, like, hey, you know, hey, he's probably going to do that Tennessee at some point in time. Well, he gets there. There's reports coming out of training, OTAs and minicamp. He completed 18 straight passes or something like that. And then he gets in with the media, and he is unbelievably, you know, comfortable to the point where he's cussing with the media, which I'm a fan of a good cusser. But it just seems like he is a great fit in a situation, and one of those quarterbacks where no moment's going to be too big, no personality in that locker room is going to be above him. The void that is leadership in Tennessee from the quarterback position seems like it's going to be filled. I think Cam Ward is going to jump on the scene sooner rather than later.
All right, there you go, Cam Ward. I know you enjoy what he brings to the table. Not surprised to hear his stock is up. And that is specifically Cam Ward, not the Titans. Specifically Cam Ward, the quarterback. Coming up, let's hear from our guy, Roflo, Robert Flores.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.